Hello, friends. This is Nathan Powell. I co-host a brand new podcast called Dynasty Double Take with Dan Sanyo. We join the DLF family of podcasts with unique Dynasty arguments in a short 10 to 12 minute format. Dan and I love to debate Dynasty, and we hope you enjoy our banter as we discuss topics like trade offers, coaching, draft capital, and much, much more.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like
Welcome back to another episode of Dynasty Game Night. I am hosting this week, Matt Price. I also have my co-host, John Bosch, who once again is playing tonight. John, how are you doing, buddy?
I am doing all right. I'm happy to be back. It's been too long, and this is the last time I'll be playing. You get to play next time, Matt. So I appreciate you picking up all my slack as I decided to just vacation for, you know, all of summer.
Oh no, I've enjoyed hosting for however many shows it's been now for this season. I've started to come up with new games and things, so it's all good, man. We have two wonderful guests as well. We'll bring in Riley Bymaster, John's co-host on Dynasty Wall Street. How are you doing, Riley?
I'm fantastic. Long-time listener, first-time caller, so excited to be here tonight. A little nervous, not going to lie, but no, I'm excited. I'm excited for my playing partners tonight with Bosch and the other mystery dude. So yeah, happy to be here.
Tell everybody where they can find you, Riley.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at DTC_RileyB. Find all my work at the Dynasty Trade Calculator and Dynasty Wall Street.
And of course, Pete Howard, DLF writer, Roto Underworld, wherever else he's writing a million places these days. Peter, how you doing, man? Tell everybody where they can find you.
I'm doing good, man. Thanks. Yeah, I write for DLF. I have written for Player Profile, and I'm doing their season-long projections for 2018. I've written for 2QB's Draft Guide, FF Statistics lately, a few other places. But you can find me on DLF, mostly on Twitter, at PA Howdy.
And nice. Your podcast, of course.
Yeah, and of course, your amazing podcast with Jake Anderson, Dynasty Crossroads.
Yeah, that's why Jake's meant to be here. He does that kind of thing, like remembering that we do a podcast. No, yeah, we're having a lot of fun with that one.
All right, we do have three games to play tonight. Before we get to that, just real quick, in case you guys still don't have a Dynasty Game Night shirt, we still have them available. Contact John or myself, all sizes except for small available. All right, so we're going to play, like I said, three games. We have ADP Cliffhanger, which we've played on this show before. I think John hosted it once. It's an ADP game where we're going to be asking our guests about player values and players close to players that I give them. This will be based on August ADP, newly posted on DynastyLeagueFootball.com. We'll also be playing Co-Stars. That's the game where I give these guys three teams, and we name players off of those teams until they can't name anymore. And then we have a new game called Games Played. This is kind of a joint creation between myself and Nathan Powell. He suggested one way to do it. I'm going to do it a slightly different way, and we'll see how that works out. And I'll explain that more as we get to that game. John, since it's been a while, my friend, do you want to start us off with a game of your choice?
Is the new game objective scoring or subjective Nathan scoring?
It is completely objective.
There is all right, let's do Cliffhanger first. Let's start with that and see how bad the night's going to go.
All right, so this is a game that was created by Dynasty Trade Calculator, excuse me, and it's basically like the Cliffhanger game on Price is Right. So I'm going to give these guys each a player, and they're going to tell me a player that is close to them of the same position. So I'm going to give quarterback 15, whatever that might be. Then they will give me the name of a quarterback that they think is close to that player, and how the difference between the two will be their score. Whatever player goes above 12, so once you have a score of 13 or higher, you are out of the game. So let's start with you, John. I'll let you choose the position, although I'm pretty sure what you're going to pick.
Kicker.
Kicker is not an option.
All right, let's go quarterback.
All right, quarterback. All right. Jameis Winston is your quarterback. Tell me a quarterback close to Jameis Winston.
Oh, and I don't even get the number or anything?
You do not get the number. I'm not telling you that.
All right. Which one's this from? Is this most recent, you said?
This is from August.
August. Okay. Jameis Winston. Derek Carr.
All right, Riley, give me a player close to Winston you think is the closest possible to Winston.
Let's go with Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan. And Peter, tell me a player close to Jameis Winston.
I'm going to go with Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford.
They all feel really, really close right there.
They are pretty good. I will tell you that Jameis Winston is quarterback 19, pick 159.67 overall in August ADP. John, you said Derek Carr. He is quarterback 22. So your score is 3. Riley, Matt Ryan is quarterback 18. Just one away, my friend. Nice work. Just picked up 1 point there. And Peter, Matthew Stafford is quarterback 8. So you've got 11 points. two more points, and you are out of ADP Cliffhanger. We'll go to you.
I thought we were trying to get as many points as possible.
Peter, we'll go right to you. You can choose quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end for the next player.
Ooh, wide receiver, I guess.
Wide receiver. Your wide receiver is Kenny Golladay.
Oh, I have no idea where he is right now.
Yeah.
Higher than I have.
All over the place.
Yeah. Ooh, well, I'm out. That's going to be bad. Chris Godwin.
Damn it.
Chris Godwin.
I had one guy in my head, and it was Godwin.
Well, tell me another one that might be in your head.
Let's go with Kenny Stills.
Kenny Stills, John?
That was my third one.
Oh, man. Kenny
Square.
Is this the part where John Googles DLF ADP? And
you can see my hands. I am not Googling.
I'm typing a lot. I don't know if that's
anything. Yeah, I'm typing a lot. Trust me, I'm not a quiet typer. You would hear it. Kenny Golladay.
What's that spreadsheet behind you, John? I don't.
I can do a screen share. I have Audacity and Google Hangouts. So that's it. Oh, man. Kenny Golladay. Why would you pick Kenny Golladay?
Totally random, honestly.
Yeah, that is. How about James Washington?
James Washington. You guys all did better this time, so that's some nice work there.
I did
it
better.
Was a short distance for me.
You did.
I was within 3 last time, and Riley was only off by 1.
It's actually, because I said
John,
another.
You did worse.
Okay,
John, you picked James Washington, comes in at wide receiver 53. Kenny Golladay, wide receiver 48. So
oh,
5
that's not terrible.
On there. It. Riley killed it again. Kenny Stills right behind Kenny Golladay at wide receiver 49. Only 1 point added to your score.
I think we need to see Riley's screen.
I was gonna say like after Pete was probably gonna say that about Riley after he hears that score. Peter, you did well, but unfortunately,
well
too many, it's going to knock you right off that cliff. You picked Chris Godwin, who is 2 spots behind, or sorry, 3 spots behind Kenny Golladay at wide receiver 51. So very close, but
where was Mike Williams? I was 14. Thinking of him too.
I'm not telling you that. You guys, you and Riley are still fighting.
Oh, there's more. There's another wide receiver. Okay.
Well, there's plenty more wide receivers.
Oh, okay.
We'll go to Riley since he hasn't picked yet. Give me a position.
What's the score update right now?
Score update: John has 8, Riley has 2, Peter 14 out of the game.
Good lord. This is Riley's screen froze on a smiling picture, and it's creeping me out.
let's go tight end.
Tight end. We're going to go with Tyler Eifert.
Oh, good lord.
Oh, jeez.
Riley gets to go first, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy how many players you just forget when you're like
when you're actually recording.
I can think of like 4 tight ends right now. Okay, let's go with Eric Ebron.
Oh, I actually was thinking of Eric Ebron. Dang it. Oh man. Tyler Eifert. What about Austin Hooper?
Austin Hooper. John, 5 points off.
Oh, it kills me.
Tyler Eifert is tight end 19, and Austin Hooper, tight end 24. So that does put you at 13, so out of there. So Riley's got to be off by not as many more than he actually is. So Riley actually killed it again. Tyler Eifert, tight end 19. Eric Ebron, tight end 18. For 3 points.
Oh my gosh. That's
Tyler's luck. Basically, Riley just won with the best possible score you could have. So nice work, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. 19. I don't know that I feel very comfortable with that. That's how bad tight end is.
So I lost my wisdom teeth and I got smarter.
As my English teacher used to say, wisdom and intelligence are very different things.
That's true.
Right behind Tyler Eifert, John, Dallas Goedert, 20, Austin Seferi Jenkins, 21, Vance McDonald, 22, Ricky Seals-Jones, 23.
I think I would take all of them over Eifert at this point.
I think you're probably right. I don't know. Any other thoughts there? Hooper is the one I'm thinking. I don't know about.
I almost said
I don't know if
Cook.
I would take him over Eifert.
Yeah.
Jared Cook actually was another player that I was going to choose for tight end.
That's bonus points, right?
He's tight end 28. Yeah, you're reading my mind. So clearly on all of these answers. All right. So Riley, you can pick the next game. You can choose from Co-Stars or the new game called Games Played. I'll explain that one if you need to.
Let's do Co-Stars.
All right. So Co-Stars again, everybody, if you're maybe your first time listener, basically I'm going to give 3 teams. The teams today are the Dallas Cowboys because Riley, the Baltimore Ravens, and the Miami Dolphins. So the way this game works is we're going to name players off of these offseason rosters. There are a ton of them for each of the 4 offensive skill position players. And once you miss one, you get a strike. 3 strikes, you're out. Generally, after the first strike, though, it seems like people aren't able to come back. So we'll start with you, Riley. Give us a player from Dallas, Baltimore, or Miami.
Ezekiel Elliott.
That's weird. That's correct.
It was close.
We'll go to John next.
Well, let's go Dak Prescott then.
Peter?
Any skill position?
Any skill position. Quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end.
Michael Gallup.
And I don't need to chime in between any answer, so we can just keep going. The order will be Riley, John, Peter. So okay. Riley, you're back up.
How about Mr. Noah Brown?
Oh, of course.
Brand. For the brand.
Should have taken him first. Let's go Joe Flacco.
Correct. Peter?
Oh, so from any team as well.
Yeah, any of those 3 teams. Baltimore, Dallas, Miami.
Lance Lenoir, just to throw it out there. He's on Dallas.
Yeah, he made a play
the other night. Oh, you have to look it up.
No. He made a play the other night.
Let's go Bo Scarborough.
All righty, Lamar Jackson.
Keep us going.
Cole Beasley.
Rod Smith.
Oh yeah, I should be writing these down, shouldn't I? Should.
If Alex, you say it, if you say a name already said, I'll let you know it's not
Alex Collins.
Alex Collins.
Is it my turn or is it Peter's turn?
Back to Peter.
too busy writing shit down. Leonte Carew.
Who's that?
Peter picking all the hard ones first.
Yeah.
Kenny Stills.
Devontae Parker.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Where am I? I blanked completely here. I know so many players. What were the teams again here? I've only done Dallas and Miami so far.
And Baltimore.
Michael Crabtree, we said him.
We have not.
My boy Willie Snead.
That's right.
Kenyon Drake.
Kalen Ballage.
Love how you say his last name.
You're welcome.
Mike Gesicki.
Yep.
Tannehill.
Oh, I'm really struggling with this, and I don't know why. John Brown.
No, this is a tough game, Peter. I hate this game. I'm rooting for you to win because I know I'm not going to.
Hayden Hurst.
Frank Gore.
Mark Andrews.
Yep. Keep it rolling.
let's go Rico Gathers.
Rico Gathers. Guess he the catch he made today?
Did not.
Nah.
Nice one-handed grab in practice.
Did you guys know he played basketball?
No. I heard that about Antonio Gates, too, somewhere. I heard Blake Jarwin.
This is the only two.
I heard Blake Jarwin.
Stick with Dallas right? Tight end and go Blake Jarwin.
Yep.
Dig
deep.
Still, that's the thing. We're really high up on the
draft. No, we're not. We're not that deep yet. Yeah.
Where am I? Jarvis Allen, Javarius Allen.
No worries. We'll give it to you. That's an accent thing.
let's go, Tavon Austin.
Kenneth Dixon.
Son of a bitch.
I finally figured out that you meant Javorius Buck Allen.
Yeah.
I was like, Allen, wait.
Baltimore, Dallas, Miami. Was there a fourth?
That's it. Just those three.
Just three. Okay. Really? Can I use a spreadsheet?
Hold on, let me screen share with you real quick. Just
I don't know all these players. This is no one coming to mind. Shit.
Think about a team and a position.
Is it Jalen Samuels?
Jalen Samuels? He plays for a different
Pittsburgh.
Team.
I guess that's
enough. Strike one, Peter.
Shit.
Back to you, Riley.
We said Max Williams.
We have not.
Max Double Williams. X.
Two X's.
How about Terrence Williams?
That is correct. Peter, back to you. Are you going to come back in?
How do you not remember that Terrence Williams plays for Dallas? I mean, that's
not sure.
It's pretty easy to forget, actually.
Come on, Pete, recover. I think I'm timing him.
All right, strike two, Pete. Think of another one. You got two guesses to figure it out. Riley, back to you.
Jaleel Scott.
Jaleel Scott. Good nice Lord. Work.
How about RG3?
RG3, correct.
Yes. I could not remember the backup to save my life.
The backup to the backup.
There's one more backup that started ahead of Lamar Jackson. Or not started, but played ahead of Lamar Jackson.
I can tell you where he went to college, but I can't think of his name.
Where did he go to college, Riley? Prove it.
I think it was Liberty.
No, that doesn't help me.
I can tell you the player, but not the college.
Liberty doesn't help me. I don't know.
Pete, you gonna be able to come back in here?
No, I'm not. I thought this would be the one I was good with, too. I'm the best job, but no.
All right, Peter, out of the game. Riley.
Brock Osweiler.
Correct.
Have we said Alan Hearns?
We have not said Alan Hearns.
Awesome.
That's right. Is it back to me again?
It is back to you, Riley. We have 4 wide receivers still left on Dallas, and a whole bunch on the other two.
Okay, let's just go with Bryce Petty.
Bryce Petty, quarterback 4 for the Miami Dolphins.
Wow. Mike Wallace.
Mike Wallace is incorrect. He plays for Philadelphia now. Strike one, John. Strike Riley. One.
Jordan Lasley.
These are all the third and fourth round picks that Riley loves.
It all comes full circle.
Yep. Albert Wilson.
Albert Wilson's correct.
Oh. Danny Amendola.
Danny Amendola.
God damn it. Geoff Swaim.
I'll take it.
Is that Dallas, not how you
Dallas tight end one according
isn't
to
isn't that Depth the better Star? Way to pronounce his first name?
Cooper Rush,
backup quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
All right, I give Riley wins the night. This is a 20
Riley,
minute.
Why,
I have 20
I
minute
have
night. More. That's Riley. Yeah, just keep going, Riley.
Yeah. Let's see.
You're bowing out, John.
I don't have any more. I have not been able to think of one in like 5 minutes. I haven't written
anything. All right, Riley, yet. Impress us.
Thomas Duarte.
Yes, I love Thomas Duarte.
I loved him coming out, and he never did.
Wide receiver, tight end, tweener. He just needs a shot, but it's not happening now.
Jeremy Langford. I didn't know if you had him on because he just signed.
Oh, I didn't actually.
Okay.
So where did he sign? Oh, okay.
Miami. Yeah. Was Riley Ferguson one? The Memphis kid?
Not on my, according to my list.
Maybe I didn't have that many more.
Several days ago.
Gus Edwards, Darren Waller from Baltimore.
Yep.
Dalton Schultz from.
Oh, that's Dallas. The other tight end. Dang it.
Okay. According to depth,
according to our lads, wide receiver 3 for the Cowboys is Deontay Thompson from Buffalo and Chicago.
Really?
I wouldn't have gotten that.
Katie Cannon still kicking around Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about Cannon.
Let's see. Anybody else you guys might know? Darius Jackson still kicking in the league somehow. Jakeem Grant. Isaiah Ford, who I loved last year.
Isaiah Ford. How did I not remember?
I have Jakeem Grant on some who's teams. I should have remembered that one.
Who's the other quarterback for Baltimore?
Josh Woodrum.
He went to Liberty. Damn.
Yeah. We also got Mike White and Dalton Sturm for Dallas as quarterbacks. Wide receivers for Baltimore. We missed some old favorites. Chris Moore, Breshad Perriman.
I have Chris Moore on so many teams, too.
Remember DeVere Posey? He's still in the league, apparently, for the Baltimore Ravens. We have Nick Boyle, a tight end for Baltimore. Do you guys remember the Cleveland Browns prospect wide receiver Vince Male?
No.
Yes.
Is now apparently slotted as a tight end in Baltimore to go with all the other tight ends there.
Sure.
And then Miami, we have Marquise Gray, AJ Derby, Gavin Escobar. I think that's really any of them.
I just kept thinking Michael Campanaro.
Durham Smythe, right?
Durham Smythe also, yep.
I'm a Notre Dame fan, so.
There you go.
But I forgot him.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, guys. This was
that was the game night for the night. Riley took down the first two. You guys want to play the third game?
Since we might as well at this point. I mean,
yeah,
we got it. We got a few minutes to kill.
I guess we'll do it just for fun. All right. So this game is called Games Played, and so I'm going to give you 2 players. We're going to do this as a bidding game. So. Let's say we're going to start with John. I'm going to give John 2 players, and he has to bid
the number of combined games played that he thinks these two players have played.
Oh, I like
without this going one. Over. So he's going to bid, then Riley will bid, and then Peter will bid, and we'll keep going around until two people have decided that the bid is too high and they're out. Does that make sense?
Yep. One if game I over, start with. I bid if one.
It ends up being you with the high bid and you go over, the other two players get 1 point. If you are under and get it exactly right somehow, then you get 2 points. Make sense?
Yep.
All right, John, we'll start with you. So your players are Ricky Seals-Jones and Dez Bryant. How many games played combined do those two have?
This is hard.
58.
Yeah. But John bids 58. Riley.
This is games played, not games missed, right?
Yeah.
Games played ever?
Regular season games, not including playoff games.
Okay, 59.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen here.
Since I've already cracked the bed twice, I'll go 63.
63. Back to John.
I'll go 70. I'll jump it.
You guys know how many games are in a regular season, right?
I'm sure Dez is played more than. I was hoping that I would start low and they'd jump a little higher out of irritation. They did not.
We're at 63, John.
No.
Oh, sorry, 70. Riley, back to you.
I'm trying to do some quick math.
5 times
60. Let's go. Let's go with 80.
80.
90.
90.
I'll go 94.
94.
95.
You can bid out, bail out at any time. <We're> 95.
screw it. 100.
100 games. John?
I mean, Dez alone has been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He plays. He's usually active. Or was. A lot of times. Let's go 104.
John with 104. Peter. Oh, sorry, Riley, right?
Yeah, Riley, I think it's me. I'm gonna bow out.
Wanna bow out at 104? John's yeah. John's at 104. Peter, are you going to go higher than 104?
Yeah, I'll go 115.
115 for Peter.
I'm out.
John is out. So Dez Bryant has played 113 career NFL regular season games.
Dang it.
And Ricky Seals-Jones has played 10 regular season games for a total of 123. Peter. Gets 2 points.
That was pretty close, actually. I mean, that was.
It was.
At least I didn't bail out when Riley did.
I mean, I was thinking Dez has missed so many games in his 8 years.
I don't think he's actually missed a lot of games.
No, he's just got nagging stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, but he often plays.
He's only had like, was it the one really serious injury in his career where it cost him most of whatever season that was? So
foot surgery, right? The Jones. Yeah, the Jones fracture.
Right.
Yeah, but then he played a bunch with it.
He did. All right. Peter got the point, so we'll go to him with our next pairing here. Peter, Carson Wentz and Eli Manning.
Okay.
How many games played?
Eli Manning played all the games.
Yeah. God, I feel like I should know that number because they said it like a million times last year.
Start you off with 50 because I'm feeling awful, Riley.
50.
Is this to me or John?
We'll go to you, Riley, since you spoke up.
200.
200. I like it. Bold. John?
God, 200. See, reminds since adding him in there. Man. Screw it. 201.
201. The most John bid ever. Peter?
210.
210.
220.
220 for Riley.
John. God, why can't I remember what year that those three were drafted? That was like a year I should – that year should be in my head and memorized. What'd you go to, 210? It's my turn again? Or you went to – what'd you go to, Riley?
I said 220.
All right, 221.
221.
221.
Pete?
The bowing out seems so cowardly.
but it can also get you
overestimating how many years he's played. Because he seems like forever.
I think we're getting real close if we haven't gone over it.
I think you might have gone over it is the thing. What was I on? What was my bid?
221 is the current high bid.
Yeah, I'll step out.
Beats out. Back to Riley.
They do have wins.
227.
Out. 227. You're out.
So Manning Manning came in 04. So I mean 04, that's at least 224 games, and then he missed most of the season because that Achilles thing. So I'm thinking like 208 plus 25 ish.
You're not too far off. Eli Manning
some time too.
Eli Manning
played
216 games, and Carson Wentz played 29 games for a total of 245. Riley gets
two points.
Score, yes. Riley 2, Pete 2, John 0.
That's what I like. As long as John's got that goose egg, I'm good.
It's an imaginary zero, so no problem.
All right, Riley, we'll go to you for your pairing here. We've got Frank Gore and Kenyon Drake.
A million plus.
Frank Gore, Kenyon Drake. Start us off.
Has Frank Gore ever had an injury and missed a game even?
Missed a game or two.
You remember when Frank Gore was drafted?
2005.
That's right.
Seventh overall? I don't know. Gosh.
He was a third rounder or something.
Oh, he was third, not seventh overall.
No, he was like third rounder.
That's I sounded smart up until then. let's go with 100.
Started us off with 100.
170.
We'll 170 for John. Pete?
Yeah, I'll go 180.
180.
Let's see, 16 times 13.
That one's doing math.
I think that's cheating. Okay, let's, 181.
181.
Yeah.
190.
190, Pete.
Who was the other player? Do we even care?
Frank Gore. And Kenyon Drake.
Irrelevant.
I will go 220.
220, says Pete.
Bring it.
I think I'm going to drop out then. God's 220, out. That feels...
230.
3 years?
Riley says 230.
Man. What is Drake?
Pete? he's played like six games. That's almost exactly the number I had. So...
no balls. Go higher.
What was that, Calvin? What was that fouled out the last two games? And two carries and went Laquan Treadwell sucks. I mean,
hey. Right.
What?
Treadwell doesn't suck.
By what measure?
Mine.
Draft capital.
Oh. Right.
The Riley metric.
Yeah, the Noah Brown measure.
230, no. Pete.
Yeah, I got 231.
231.
I think he played a few before he was playing.
233.
Nope.
230. You're out, Pete?
Yeah.
Frank Gore played 196 NFL games. Kenyon Drake has played 32 NFL games for a total of 228. Riley, you're over. By five, John and Pete both get 1 point.
I think I dropped. He had dropped out when the bid went to 230, right? I think at least or maybe it was 220. I don't remember.
We have three more. One more for each of you guys if you want to keep going.
Yeah, let's fire through them quickly here.
All right. Yeah, next one for you, John.
No math.
Back to you. Ready for this one? Josh Gordon.
games actually played?
Good games Lord. Played. And played Larry Fitzgerald.
This is a good game, though. I like this one.
I like this one. It's fun.
Nathan wanted to do it by years, and I thought games would be better.
175.
175, says John, for Josh Gordon and Larry Fitzgerald. We'll go to you, Pete.
200.
200 games, Riley.
215.
215, John.
220.
220. Pete.
225.
225.
240.
Oh, I'm out.
40. John is out.
Yeah, man.
All right. So Josh Gordon has played in 40 games.
That's actually more than I thought.
That's higher than I thought, man.
Larry Fitzgerald has played in 218 games for a total of 258. Riley gets two more points.
Dang.
Four close. Points for Riley, 3 points for Pete, 1 point for John.
Riley, I have a point.
Wow. We'll go back to you. Rob Gronkowski and Travis Kelce.
Oh, man. We'll go with 75.
Riley said 75. We'll go to Pete this time.
No, I jumped to 200.
Sorry, John. We'll go to John this time. John says 200.
I've been going after Riley the whole time, I think, so.
I know. I was trying to mix it up. So you didn't always get to have to go second or last or whatever.
I was trying to speed it up.
Fair
it
enough.
Worked out well.
200 games played to you, Pete, for Rob Gronkowski and Travis Kelce. In or out?
201.
201. Riley.
Shoot. 202. I don't know.
Let's see. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 203.
215. Bring it.
215.
I'm out. Gronk's missed too many games.
Riley's out. John, 215.
You stay under, and I'll go over, and then either way.
Yeah, I'll go to 220. I'll jump to 220.
Nah.
Out? Pete's out. John is the high bid at 220. Rob Gronkowski has played 102 career NFL
Good
games.
Good Lord!
Travis Kelce has only played 64 career NFL games for a total of 166. You guys were just a little bit off on that one.
I really thought Gronk really has missed a lot of time. Good Lord. Way more than that. At least I had Kelce in the ballpark. That's good.
That runs Riley to 5, Pete to 4, John with one final question.
Gronk has really only played 102 games.
Travis Kelce is the same age too, or maybe even a year older, right?
Kelce came out in 2012, right?
Yeah, but he didn't play that year.
But he didn't play like the first year and a half or 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Right? So, okay, last one for who are we starting with? Who do we just start with? Riley, let's start with Pete, Joe Flacco, and Le'Veon Bell.
200.
Pete goes to 200. We'll go to John.
Three hundred.
I'm out.
Flacco and who was this?
Flacco and Le'Veon Bell.
I'm really out.
Yeah. I'm gonna go out on that.
Yeah. That's a good call. Joe Flacco, 154 games, and Le'Veon Bell 62 games for a total of 216. So, final score, Riley with 6, Peter with 5,
John with one. Riley takes down all three games in this episode of Dynasty Game Night.
Way to go.
Nice job, Riley. We'll have to have you back on once our buddy Kevin Cotillo was supposed to be on this episode, but he has a bout of vertigo, which is not fun at all. I actually have a coworker that was out of work for like 3 months with that. So hopefully he gets a nice speedy recovery. But thank you guys so much for playing tonight. John, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I look forward to hosting again.
you're going to host again? Is that what you said?
Yeah, Pete, I look forward to that.
Yeah, Pete, any final thoughts? Tell us, tell everybody where they can find you one more time.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at PA Howdy or on DLF. Final thoughts, I suck at this game.
welcome to my club, Pete.
Thanks for having me on. I had a great time, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Riley, thanks for playing. You are the Dynasty Champion of the Week or the episode. Congratulations. Tell everybody where they can find you one more time and any final thoughts you might have.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at DTC_RileyB. Thanks for having me on. It's good to know that my brain's functioning because classes start next week. So hopefully I'm good to go for that. but yeah, no, it tonight was fun. I had a blast.
Yep. Thanks for coming on, guys. We really, really appreciate it. And thank you for listening. We'll be back with another episode of Dynasty Game Night sometime in the near future.
To be the same info on repeat. And the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With a dummy. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.